My struggle is the return to making purposeful history, to take the country seriously, to take our lives seriously, to be more conscious of our existence, both politically, socially, and individually. And I don't see this happening in the country at the moment. I see comrades being too casual, comrades looking at things too much through the prism of NGO frameworks that they've crammed more than they understand. And comrades behaving consistently like the other, you know, not wanting to behave like an equal, always trying to behave sometimes as though we were still natives. Yet we are supposed to have significantly returned to making our own history as a country. And even after independence, we are supposed to have consistently been conscious of the challenges we face. And this is where definitely you see the failure of ZANU-PF. It cannot renew itself, A. B, it still insists the country is the same when it's not. And simultaneously, those that challenge ZANU-PF have only been around for, let's say, 10 to 15 years proper in an organized format. And most of them are very unconscious of their own struggle history, never mind the liberation struggle. They abandon positions as if, you know, conventions never occurred, meetings never had resolutions. They come up with new ones. They pander more to international epistemologies about how exactly the country should move, for example, your economic policies, what the Minister of Finance might present has nothing to do with the realities on the ground. You've got to first have some basic minimums.